It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. Joe Cocker, the British-born blues and rock singer, passed away Monday morning at his home in Crawford, Colorado. KBNF's Laura Pomisano reflects.
Joe Cocker died at the age of 70. He had lung cancer. He is known for hits such as his cover of the Beatles, With a Little Help from My Friends, and You Are So Beautiful. Here's Cocker during a 2007 interview with KVNF.
What does Joe remember most about Woodstock? But I mean, that I get that. I hate to say it to whoever asks, but I do get asked that a lot. And it was because I wasn't there that long. I mean, we flew in. You know, I got straight out of the helicopter, went up on stage, and it was late morning. Did the show. Somebody gave me a big spliff backstage, and I was back on the helicopter and out of there, you know.
Mark L. Yeti has known Cocker for nearly 45 years. L. Yeti used to be his tour manager.
When he was drinking, he was a handful, and he was a consummate performer, though. He never missed a show and always did an utmost job.
Cocker lived in Delta County for nearly two decades, where he started the Cocker Kids Foundation with his wife, Pam. Bob Panetta, a KVNF DJ and board member, has known him since the early 70s.
He did so much for the students, he did so much for the schools, he did so much for his neighbors. He did so much that we don't even know about if everyone of his stature performed in their communities like he did in ours. It'd be a different world.
Cocker was also a major supporter of KVNF. Those close to his family say a private memorial is being planned. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Tune in to Talking Music this Thursday at 6 p.m. for a special hour-long tribute to Joe Cocker. We dug into our archives for some great interviews Cocker did at KBNF throughout the years. Cocker's good friends and snooker club companions also share their stories about him. That's Thursday, 6 o'clock on KBNF. The Delta County School District recently received $75,000 from the state to create a work training program. The grant comes from the Colorado Opportunity School Initiative. Kurt Clay is the assistant superintendent for the school district.
Our hope is that with that money, we're going to set up some tracks so that kids, as they come out of high school, potentially have their CNA and are able to pursue other types of healthcare fields.
Clay says the funds will be put towards scholarships for juniors and seniors seeking careers in the medical field. He says the district is partnering with a hospital and community college in Delta County to create training programs for students. Last year, state lawmakers set aside $3.4 million for the Colorado Opportunity Scholarship Initiative. The program provides seed investment funds to schools and other organizations to create scholarship opportunities. Colorado's economy continues to perform well. State lawmakers received the latest revenue forecast yesterday. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
According to the forecast, Colorado's energy sector remains solid and unemployment continues to drop. Democratic Senator Pat Stedman from Denver serves on the Joint Budget Committee and says it's a strong forecast.
That shows Colorado leading the nation in terms of economic recovery and job creation. It's very encouraging.
As for the state budget, Stedman says the forecast didn't provide any radically different information that will impact it. Lawmakers will craft the budget during the upcoming legislative session. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Powderhorn Ski Area opened over the weekend. Dave Smith with the resort says Powderhorn had to delay its opening by 10 days because of above average temperatures and below average snowfall.
Just after we delayed it, we did start to see some additional snowstorms bringing in natural snowfall, but it also brought in colder temperatures. So our snowmaking crews were able to get out there and create as much snow as possible to get a good solid base down there. And Mother Nature continued to bring us more snow.
Smith says so far this season, the resort has seen about 2 feet of natural snowfall. He says at this time, same time last year, the area already had about 4 feet of snow. There'll be a new opportunity on the western slope for anyone looking to make just about anything. The Montrose Makerspace is opening up next month, and it already has members signed up. KVNF's Jake Ryan sat down with co-founder Craig Hollenbaugh and talked about his project.
How did this makerspace come about? How did you, what started it all off?
There's a machinist in town. His name is Ross Houck, and he wants to retire. And so he's been doing precision machining for the last 45 years. He's the Ross behind Ross Reels. And so he wants to keep all of his kind of equipment together and maybe work on a legacy project to leave Montrose with something. And so I was thinking about starting a makerspace, and he offered me the deal of really of a lifetime is to basically rent out his machining facility and lease all of his machining equipment. So in one swoop, we get to lease about $700,000 worth of high precision machining equipment to start a makerspace. Most makerspaces start with a bunch of individuals get together and they put all their woodworking tools in, and then they pull some money together, and they might buy a 3D printer or they might buy a laser cutter, and they're grown from the ground up. We're starting from the other end. We're starting on the high end, and we're probably going to be the most equipped makerspace in the country from day one.
For people who may not know small businesses and small manufacturing, what kind of a boost would having a makerspace nearby be for a business?
So say I have an idea like a track chair and I want to fabricate it. So I would have to go to a machine shop and have them do something. Well, machine shops typically charge about $85 an hour for doing that type of custom work. And if you're an entrepreneur, you kind of need to go through a lot of iterative cycles to develop your prototype. And so you're looking at a machine cost just to fabricate a prototype of thousands and thousands of dollars. And that's typically kind of prohibitive for small individuals or small companies to actually consider doing that type of work. But in our makerspace, you can come in and if you have a little bit of skill, we can teach you how to use our equipment. And from there, you can fabricate your prototypes yourself. And the cost on our makerspace is the membership's gonna be about $100 a month. If you have the time, which a lot of these individuals have, they can do all the fabrication they want. And so the cost savings on small businesses is quite enormous if they can do it themselves. So the makerspace itself, if you look at it from the outside, it's a room with a bunch of tools in it. But that's not it. There's a very large component, the social component to the makerspace. And the makerspaces around the country have figured out that the lounge is probably the most critical room in the facility. And all it has in there is a couch, and it might have a projector for computers. And that's where all the ideas actually get formulated. And so you'll have all these people come in with different skill sets and different experience levels, sitting around chatting about projects and offering to cooperate on different aspects of somebody's idea.
Do you look forward to working with so many entrepreneurs and people learning things and trying new things and testing things out?
If you watch some videos online about the makerspace, they talk about what happens on Friday and Saturday nights in the makerspace. They say it's the most energetic environment you could ever be in because people are there and they're really excited about what they're doing.
That was Craig Hollenbaugh talking with KVNF's Jake Ryan about the Montrose makerspace. You've been listening to the regional newscast on KVNF. I'm Patricia Naft. And on a personal note, Laura and Jake will be filling in for me during the next 10 days. I'll be back January 2nd and look forward to celebrating the new year with you. Stay tuned for Brody and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix.